to that, or you got a neighbor's cat jumping around there someplace, Jim.
Yeah, that was funny. But anyway, things are perking along here at the homestead. Sure enjoying the money that I got after I downsized all the duplicates and triplicates equipment as you helped out with SwampNet, so appreciate that. So we're kind of got one rig for each purpose and a backup, so we're in pretty good shape without all the duplication that I had, all the stuff I'd collected over all the years, so kind of streamlining. Anyway, good with SwampNet tonight, good to hear y'all on, and at this point, I'll pass it on, say 7-3, and y'all have a good evening, and hang in there. Things are going to get better. We're going to get past this pandemic, and things are going to get back to, well, somewhat normal. KI4DOS in the group, K4JM.
So I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Tell Rachel we said hello. And again, I'm glad y'all didn't have any damage over there with the hail. But good hearing you on here tonight, and I hope to hear you again real soon. Enjoy talking with you, as always. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. K4ZHF, Mr. Keith, up there in Columbus, Georgia, Columbus, North Carolina. I'll get that out in a minute, Keith. Appreciate you being with us, and no problem getting into the repeater there, young man. Also, like to say good evening, KG4PFI, Mr. Don. That's my big old tall buddy, Don. And his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. And I hope all you fine folks are staying safe and well. Next up on the rag shoe list is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you been working on besides a gate controller?
Well, got full of water for one thing, Jerry. Trying to dry it out. May end up replacing it. We'll see what happens. But got too frosty up there tonight. After the sun went down, I kind of give up and quit and come in the house. I'm about ready to go in and find that cup of coffee you was talking about. And I hope I get that gate controller working and everything will be all right again. It's been up there for a pretty good while. We haven't got a whole lot going on up here. I got a bunch of stuff I need to get done. I got some peppers in the ground and got some tomatoes in the ground, and that's as far as I've got so far. I got beans and corn and okra to go and some squash. But it's a little too wet to plow this morning over.
See, I can understand that. And Joy and I got out here Monday, and it was really almost too wet to plow, but I went ahead and did it anyway. And we got everything in the ground Monday. And I tell you what, that is a chore trying to do it all in one day. I told her, I said, next year, I said, or if we plant something else, plant some cold weather crops, I said, we ain't gonna do it all at one time. We're gonna do a little bit along. I said, when the corn plays out, we'll either plant some more corn if we need to, or put in something that they can stand the cooler weather. But we'll do it a little different. We're not gonna try to do it all at one time anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It gets to be a chore sometimes. Well, I didn't get my spinach out early enough, and I'm afraid it'd be too late to get it out now. I might try putting a little patch of it out anyway. Spinach is a cold weather plant, and if you don't get it out early when the ground's still kind of cool, it won't germinate, believe it or not. It just sits there and go away. And so I've been trying to get it out earlier than I used to. But I got some other greens going and everything's going to be all right. Here it's getting a little bit frosty out here in the ham shack. I'm going to go inside and find me a cup of coffee and hope you and yours have a wonderful day. And I'm glad to see things are kind of opening up a little bit. Not completely open yet, but it seems to be like it's on its way. Have a good one, Gary, K4SUG.
Well, I know it's getting frosty out there in the ham shack. I just wanted to ask you one question. Did you find that voltage drain problem on your truck?
On the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it. And it was a brand new battery that was not taking a charge. It was, you could charge it up, let it sit overnight, and it's down again. I got a battery replacement and everything's fine.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I went out to crank my truck. You know, I don't drive it as much as I used to. And I cranked it Saturday, and it cranked right up. Went out there to crank it today, and it wouldn't do nothing, just click, click, click. So I got to buy me a battery for that one, too, so I understand. But you go on in the house, get that cup of coffee, and tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'm going to get up that way to see y'all one of these days soon. When things loosen up a little bit, we can go visit again. that's the only thing that really bothers me, Ray, is I can't get out and go visit the folks I want to go see. But anyway, you and Miss Edie have a great evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for your net. Call KI4DOS. Here to see if Mr. Al's still around, KI4MLN. Al, you going to be around for comments?
Yeah, I called you last time. I forgot the network side. The nurse, my knees all changed around, and I'll tell you, what happened was I had the antenna in the wrong spot. I didn't realize I had the top bottom reverse, but as soon as I realized it, because you can receive someone on both, so I had to watch out, but I think I got it. But this cable's got to be changed. I got, when Danny gets over, I'll be borrowing handy talk to you. We're going to see if we can't. We're going to get together tonight, but the weather's been so bad the last couple of days. A lot of thunderstorms. Let me see if I still got it. Yeah, man. I think the signal for now is the rain must have calmed down out there, so chances are we might be all right. Sorry, I had the wrong day, Gary. You know, well, I found out that my insurance has nothing I can do about it. That's like, this will change the social security system. No, I'm not going to do that. So I gotta finish the conference here, and I hope I pass. That's going to happen the 25th. And I tell you, Ray, this is getting stressful.
It is, Al. It ain't no fun at all one way or the other, but I'm glad you got your antenna straightened out. It's doing you a good job tonight. I don't know if that cable is bad or not, but y'all are down there with the meters and everything else, so I can't really tell. But if the signal's is changing coming in or going out, either one, you know what that means. And goodness gracious, you've had enough problems with coax and antennas and all kinds of stuff down there. Don't have that much problem with the transmitters, but the antenna system is the problem. We discussed that so many times, it ain't even funny, but you do have an antenna problem down there, the location, I think, Al.
We just got to get time and the money to deal with it and change the cable out, and I got to do one thing at a time. I'm trying to get through this conference here and try to keep my mouth mind sane, but man, it's hard because I got so many things on my plate, I just can't seem to get... I fixed all the water leaks, the one in the kitchen, the one in the bathroom, I fixed all that.
What you have to do, unfortunately, but trying to keep up with it sometimes is the hard part.
like Daniel said, he's going to see if he can get a handy talk. He said he's going back for his license to pay his tag. He's going to see if he can stop over tonight, but he's almost got the engine out of that truck by. So I got his engine done. I talked to Chris. I got to go over and help finish my friend's job, and that it looks like Gary. I got to calm down and think one thing at a time and try to go slow at it.
It's hard to do sometimes, but every once in a while you have to kind of kick back and just take it a little slower. You know, you get in a hurry, you're gonna make a mess someplace or other. So best thing to do, just slow down a little bit and get it done and get it done right first time, and you don't have to go back and redo it.
That test, I want to study for amateur radio test, because now's the time to do it. Find a way to get the material so I can study it, and then we got to figure a way to do it. I thought we could get together a couple of VEs. We could do it because we could separate ourselves easy enough. There's plenty of room out here outside. We could do something.
We'll take care of that when the time comes. That won't be a problem.
I have no idea what, you know, if they change it, I got to get study questions. I can really sit down and take my time and go over it.
The extra test the end of June. July will be a new test from all the information that I've gotten so far. And they've already been working on the new question pool. And they hadn't come out with finished it up yet. But the new question pool and the new test will be out the end of June.
That's going to be a pain, because that means, see, I hate digital stuff. As far as I'm concerned, it's worthless. As far as I'm concerned, I'll say it right out in the open, that the FCC is doing is stupid, and they know it. I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't.
Please, Am.
Stupid thing passes, and I'm still going to work with the old vacuum tubes. I know they work. To rely on. You know what? I hear a carpenter starting to build them again.
I've heard that.
An incandescent light bulb. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. I try to keep some of them on hand anyway. I don't. All of mine are not as new fluorescent or whatever they are. Some of them's LED, some of them's fluorescent. You don't know what you get unless you stand there and read. But you can still find them.
The hospitals, they don't use LEDs in the hospital hardly at all. The reason is because they're bad for your eyes, and they know it.
I don't know why they don't use them now. It may be that what the problem is, but I don't know. Everything else seems to be going to it.
It's a stupid way to go. Sometimes you need them, but there's certain times. I can tell you my little light I used to have on the building out there. That little hot rock bulb. That thing lasts for 7 years. It never failed. Never. I mean, and that thing ran every single day. Every day.
Probably lasts a long time. Then you got some of them, you put them in and turn the switch on, they blow right out. So, you never knew what you were going to get with those.
Well, light bulbs, you probably didn't know. I found it out the hard way. I had my old shop up in Connecticut. You had to have a light in the center of the room. You couldn't leave the lights on all day, so I had a little bulb in the center. What I found out is when you buy a light bulb, especially the cheap Chinese ones, which most of them are, okay, I remember that, most of them are, what happened was they made the bulb hourly on the bulb, and believe me, when they say they're 1,500-hour bulbs, they mean exactly what I timed it. And this bulb had 1,502 hours, and it burned out.
Listen, as long as they said it was going to, plus a couple hours. So I don't guess you could fault them for that.
I didn't realize they had 1,500-hour bulbs, so I was changing bulbs every 30 days. I wonder why. I thought it was a bulb that's probably a socket, all kinds of stuff, and I didn't even realize. I guess I didn't read the instructions.
Like I said, you got to read the package nowadays, regardless of what you buy.
I'm just going to go for the new test, I guess. I'll just study for the new one, and we'll just go that route if we're going to do that.
Good.
Any way we could get it done before that, and that would be a pain in the neck, and I'd have to study real fast on it. Unless I sat down and spent 20 minutes and went over it. But I want to pass it this time, be done with it.
Best thing to do, just take your time and go take it and pass it and be done with it.
Kevin's calls, I think I'd like to do that. And I learned a lot from HYD. He's a real big loss to the amateur community and also to the radio community. And it really, that's one that hurt me kind of hard.
It was a card, he really was. And I would think you could, if you wanted to get his call out, you could do that. I don't think his has been issued to anybody else.
Let's see, I'll just check it out and see if we can go around. It doesn't matter even if he didn't get his extra, I'm going to, even if he didn't.
I looked his call up, it was still listed to him, but it said that he was silent key now. So I would imagine you would be able to get it if you wanted it.
Him or Mike, either one. I learned a lot from Mike at F1X. Mike was a good tech. But boy, I'll tell you, that Viking one, man, that thing beat me up. That transport, that thing beat me up. I'll tell you, when he got bit by both legs, 800 volts, right straight across that transport, I thought sure it was going to kill him. I was right there when that happened. I don't know whether it was oxycodone he was on or what, but I couldn't believe it didn't kill him. Both hands, too.
That happened, Dale.
I saw our crew, him, me on oxygen, blowing stuff up, fire, and I thought his wife was going on. I was like, what in the world are you guys doing on it?
Oh, well. Yeah, y'all going to have to be a little more careful. Well, you don't have to worry about y'all being careful anymore because Mike's a silent key and Kevin's a silent key, so you just have to be careful now, Al.
I just got to pick up that relay for Collins to get the amplifier to get going. I got the tubes changed. That thing looks in good shape. I just got to sit down. It looks like I'm going to have to build a vertical, like you said, and I talked to the wireman. She said they could get the wire. It's just not going to be cheap.
Well, I'm glad you'll be able to get the wire.
Yeah. And the wall, 21 feet of wall, casing pipe with guys on it, we can do that. So that'll take care of that. And we'll get to it one of these days when the weather warms up and the fire stuff is slowed down. So I'm going to let you jump out of there and I'll catch up with Daniel. See if he said he'll see if he let me borrow a handy talk until we get this antenna. I don't want to use this transmitter too much until I know what actually is going on.
For that, we don't want you to burn your transmitter up. Don't burn the finals up on that.
Changing these two, they can be changed out, but they're hard to do. You remember that time my antenna fell over and blew the file out of the air? I couldn't get a file for it. What a nightmare. Just my luck.
Be careful.
I never had a problem. I guess with the wire rolling across the floor, I think what might have happened was the cat probably jumped up there and knocked it over. I put the foil by the antenna was in the house. I put foil there so he wouldn't go up. And you know what? He stayed away from it.
But he stayed away from it.
You wouldn't think they played with foil. Cats are funny animals. And my cat's crazy. Yeah. He likes to play, but his play is a little rough.
Attack cat.
Because thunderstorm the other day, they were a fool.
Storms?
Out here.
Too bad over here. We got a little wind and a little rain, but no hail. And there was a lot of lightning in it, but we didn't have any damage here at the house, which I was thankful for. But it woke me up. The first one came through about 2:30 Tuesday morning and woke me up, and the next one came through about 4:30 and woke me up again. And when that one came through, I decided what the heck, I just stay up. So that made for a long day and a short night, but it was all right. We didn't have no problems. Some strange weather, and we're not exempt from having tornadoes in this area. So you know, I hated it, but one of those things. It's a freak of nature just happened, I guess.
I'm hoping tomorrow I can get to someone's 873 and jump out of here. And I'll do the dance in the next couple of days. Let me borrow a handy talking to it. Can change this cable out. And hopefully, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this insurance mess. I'm going to have to do something. I'm not sure what yet. But I guess one bridge as we get to it, we're allowed to fly another day. At least I'm getting the care of someone I need. So whatever happens, not much I can do about it. I just got to hold the promise here and go, all right, because if it doesn't, that's going to be a pain. But we'll see what happens. 73, catch up with you later and we can put a battery there and double check the batteries are a real big part of these modern cars. And lots of times, the battery, my teacher always said, Mr. Pinto was pretty fun. It's just like the carburetor problem we used to say before we got on the computers, but he would always say, most carburetor problems are in the distributor, remember that. And he always said, the most important thing with electronic cars is check the battery first twice, do everything else once, because usually it usually comes down to a crummy battery and you'd be surprised.
Believe that, Al. You know, you've got to start with the power source and go from there, because if you ain't got the power to start it up or turn it over or whatever, you're dead in the water to start with. So that's a good place to start.
So I'll tell you about a couple lectures I got thrown out of class one time. I was sitting in the bar, we all sitting having a beer at the end of the day, working on lawnmowers and stuff. I ran to a couple electricians. I was telling them, I need a pole meter. No, no, no. Just stick your finger in and stick it in at 220. I said, oh, yeah, all right. So I said, okay, electrician does all fine. So I took two fingers and stuck across 220. Let me tell you something. That was not fun. It lit me up. The guy goes, what? You said you got thrown out of class? What'd you do? He goes, oh, we're a contest to see who could hold on to the panel. All right. I said, what are you guys, nuts?
Don't they
do it, Sal? Yes, Henry. I don't know why the teacher threw us out. I don't know if you ever got bit by 220. I did it once. Well, actually, 110 is more dangerous than 220 because at least 220 you're knocked away from it, but 110, you can't let go of it.
Goddamn.
Yeah, that's why I don't like those plastic boxes. It's like, oh boy. I'm going to say 73s, but I know some crazy people.
But some of the stories you've told, I know you've known some crazy ones.
Not exactly me, the best one, though. I didn't get a picture of it. We're going to have to do that again. I'll have to see my old boss player go up there again. We're going to have to... He got me one day. I decided, after 6 o'clock at night, when I was tired, I'd quit work. You know, we'd load rollers and stuff. But, well, he had this old rototiller, old cast iron brake. For some reason, this thing had a magneto was so hot, it would knock your socks off. Well, they took the jumper cables, and they hooked up one of the jumper cables to the garage door track. I was leaning up against the garage door track with one arm, drinking my beer. Well, he took the spark plug out of that thing. One of the other guys was yanking on that thing. And I'm sitting there drinking my beer, and I'm trying to hold the beer, and I had a filling on my tooth. And the darn, the magneto was jumping. It was jumping a half inch apart from a beer can in my tooth. And that thing was lighting me up, boy. I was like, man. I said, I was like, see what I did? I said, I didn't spill the beer.
At AOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KI4MLN. Well, I believe I'd have dropped that and went running trying to beat the heck out of somebody.
The next door neighbor brought over this little, you know, those little, remember the old CJs, the little CJ Jeeps, the little, they're kind of cool. American Motor Jeeps, this old CJ. And they're putting a transfer case in, transmission back in it. So I said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm going to fix him. So he was just underneath, and I'm tying him off on top. So I stuck the wrench in the grease, right in the wheelbarrow grease bucket. And I cranked that bolt, and you know what? Somehow that wrench slipped right out of my hand. You know what it did? It went flying right down there while he's pulling that ball train ball and smacked right in a ball spot. I laughed so hard, I said, there, I got you back.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Al. Playing tricks like that can be real dangerous. Somebody get hurt bad.
Down quite a bit. I'm counting down. I don't do, you know, I don't play around with. Now I don't go out with 400 or 500 horsepower to do barns. Although next year I might do one. I will do one. I'm counting down a lot. And I don't think I have no thunderstorms tonight, so I'm just going to get the cable hooked up and see what happens. And so when I can't, I'll borrow hands. So we get some time, we'll get together. What I got to do is I got to get another SWR meter on this thing and see what I can figure, get a voltmeter on everything and see if I can figure it out. It will show up. CAP4973s and thanks for checking me in. Hopefully, tomorrow's a better day. I had a little fun, but I tell you what, don't plant too many things too soon because I think we're still going to get one more cold snap.
Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always. And I've got everything in the ground that I'm going to put in the ground right now, so if we get another cold snap, I'll just have to deal with it. But in the meantime, you take care, and stay safe and stay well, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. If we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
I might ask before you go. I forgot to ask for Rose White. She might not remember. If you got a problem with critters, you know, if you got like, she wanted to put some strawberry tails on outside in a basket on deck. And I guess the birds and the critters try to get the strawberries or tomatoes or something like that. I wonder what's the thing to do so they won't do that.
If it depends on where you're going to put them. If you're going to put them in a pot or a raised bed or just on the ground. You can put a cage around them and then put some kind of mesh over the top of it where the birds can't get through it. Doesn't have to be like a window screen or something that small, but something a little bit bigger than that to let all the light in and all of that. Just enough to keep the critters out. And if you put it in a pot, you can make it the size of the outside diameter of the pot. It can go all the way down to the ground, or you can stick it inside the pot, or if it's in a raised bed or on the ground itself. I've got a blueberry bush up here that I used. I got some reinforcing wire that they put in concrete that's 5-inch square. I made a cage out of that, big enough to go around my blueberry bush. And then I had some plastic fencing that was about a 1/2-inch square. And I wrapped the big cage with that and put a piece over the top. And now the birds can't get down to my blueberries. So that's the way I did it.
Get some little pots and six of baskets out there. I got so much sun on this deck, stick a few pots out there, and we got plenty of sun out there. So I bet you I get some tomatoes, some little cherry tomatoes going out there. Maybe some strawberries or something, or blueberries or something like that. You know, people don't realize those wild blackberries are pretty good for you. Cupping those with some water is a really good thing to have. Most people don't realize that, but... So, 73, that's what I thought was a good solution to that. I'll catch you later. I'm going to jump out of here and let you get the big inch across the street. You want to do that? Okay, 4973, catch you later on.
You take care. Hope that worked for you. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments from Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. I got a big group for you to check in from Tocoe. And we'll start off by saying N4DME, Paul in Tocoa. Check in the rest of the group. We'll start off, let's see here, Kilo Mike 4 Yankee India Whiskey, KM4YIW. That's Kelly in Tocoa. And then we got Mackenzie, Kilo Oscar 4, let's see, Bravo Kilo Yankee, KO4BKY. That's Mackenzie. And let's see, who else we got? Oh, yeah, Grouch, the Grouch of the South. That's AA4QS, AA4 Quicksilver. That's Don. We're all in Tocoa.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul down in Tocoa. He brings along KM4YIW, Miss Kelly, and KO4BKY, Mackenzie, and AA4QS, Mr. Don. All them folks are down there in Tocoa. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Kelly, Mackenzie, and Don we said hello. Y'all take care down there in Tocoa. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Also, you can put me down for one announcement, too. Mackenzie reminded me you put me down for one announcement.
What's your announcement?
Well, I know with this COVID-19 virus that we're all having to redirect some things in our hobby and whatnot, our club and our VE team has decided to give a VE test coming up the end of this month. We had one this past Saturday, and we had a good turnout. I was really impressed, and everything went perfect. We had no hiccups whatsoever. So, and I've already had a couple emails, people want the test, so we're going to give it a round two. So we're going to try to shoot for, oh my goodness, what date was it? May the 23rd, I think it was. I don't have my phone here in front of me where I marked it, but I think it's May the 23rd. It's the third Saturday. I think it's third or fourth Saturday of the month. This the second before the last one. We're going to be doing a VE test session here in Livonia, Georgia, right off of Interstate 85, about 5 minutes down the road. We'll be giving the tag, the general, and the extra test. And all I ask is if you need to take the tag or any of the tests or want to upgrade, the cost will be $15. You do have to pre-register if you don't already have your FRN number from the LCC. So make sure you got your FRN number from the LCC. And the only thing we ask people to do, I'll let the machine burp, send us a contact email. Send us a contact email to our club email. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Whiskey, KR4CW, the number 1, at gmail.com. And what we need in that email is your name, a good working phone number, and which test you want to take. So that way we can kind of get everything organized. And we will give everybody a couple of days before the test date and everything gets here. I'll call everybody ahead of time, give them the heads up and everything. But just send us a contact email with your name, a working phone number, and the test you want to take to KR4CW, the number 1, at gmail.com, and everything else should work good.
And that's going to be the 4th Saturday, May the 23rd, at Livonia, Georgia. Where is it going to be, or do you want to put that out?
Yeah, that is the fourth Saturday. So it's the fourth Saturday. It's going to be the same location, the white gazebo in Livonia. If anybody's seen our ad from last week, or it should be on our Facebook page, our Facebook group, as well as our regular website for our club, it should be in all three places, but it's at the White Gazebo there in Livonia. It's right next to the railroad tracks. But if they have any trouble, they can obviously send me an email, and we can get them the exact address and location and all that stuff. But it's going to be at the White Gazebo at Livonia, next to the railroad tracks.
Does anyone need any feels on Paul's announcement? No, but I hope y'all have a good turnout, and I hope everything goes well, and y'all take care. Anything else?
Waiting on the big ship to come in, but we ain't seen it yet. But anyway, no, that's about it, Gary. Appreciate you calling in for all these years you've done it, and pack yourself on the back for a job well done, and we'll let you go with the flow. N4DME, back to net control.
Well, thanks for bringing everybody in from Tocoa. Y'all take care down there, stay safe, and stay well. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. This is KI-4-DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. Y'all come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG-4MC, will be calling. Give him a good high number tomorrow night. Y'all stay safe, stay well, and again, we want to thank all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI-4-DOS clear.